show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Folks, this is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Water. Where?
Over there, in the media corner.
Thank you.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here's your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the listener feedback show for August 3rd, 2009. Assuming I get Craig the files on time, it'll be out on the 3rd.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're his delays, sometimes they're my delays.
Hey, but you're always the winner.
You're referring to the listener, right?
The listener, of course, yes.
Wow. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me is that other voice you know as Craig Stepp. This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail comments. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. So, if this doesn't make any sense, you might want to go back one show. Have a listen. Otherwise, pull up a chair, spend a few minutes with us. It's a few of our closest friends who wrote in, called the listener line, or sent us an audio clip. But first, we got to do this.
Do what?
Quick and simple. I know a lot of our listeners are computer savvy and have to help people with their computer problems. No doubt, the quickest way to support someone is to see what is on their screen. And to do that, the best, you got to use something like GoToAssist from Citrix. Haven't tried it yet? You can. For 30 days without charge or obligation. All you need is a web browser and to go to GoToAssist.com/podcast for your free 30-day trial. You get secure screen sharing, file transfers, live chat, and more. Don't order yet.
Wait, there's more.
Try it free for 30 days. Go to GoToAssist.com/podcast. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, it's like the ShamWow of computer assistants.
Oh, my. Don't. No. Don't.
It sounds itself. I'm
just kidding. Wow. You know, when I heard the term oxymoron, I thought of the Billy Mays. Okay, into the voicemail.
Hey, guys. This is Anthony from Virginia Beach. Just wanted to remind you of something, and Chuck, you should have caught this. You're an IT type person. You run the IT department.
I play one on TV.
But the cost of switching to Firefox is the fact that you don't have the ability from a central location to control all the things you can control with group policy on Firefox. That's going to be the biggest problem with switching to Firefox. They don't have those controls built in like they do on Internet Explorer. All right, guys, have a good day, and 101101. Not 111. Yeah, all that. Yeah. 101.
We have to retrain our listeners on 101.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. But can't you push out group policy, like registry settings and things, to all applications?
Yeah, but Firefox doesn't actually use the registry. It uses a set of files on your machine to store your preferences.
Oh.
So, but, however, I know...
Well, you're right. That way you can run it off a thumb drive and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, but and I knew that actually last week, but actually I thought about this during the week that I wanted to bring up. There was a project, and I have not looked it up in a long time, to add enterprise management to Firefox.
There's a project out there to do that?
Yeah, they were working on it because they knew that for the enterprise type.
Sure. Yeah.
They need that to be able to go that far.
Okay. Any idea when that'll be out?
I don't know, because I got to look it up. I just remember reading some about it a while back.
Okay. I can live with that for now. The promise of things to come. We have a second voicemail that did not make it in the wiki, so I'm going to surprise Craig with this one.
Hello, Chuck and Craig. This is Phil Birchall from London, England. And just listen to that story about the Visa card. The guy actually bought space. If you convert OX20, you know, hex for space, into a binary number, that's what you get. The several quadrillion. Cheers.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Because OX20 converts into 32 unless it did something with a sign bit somewhere and flipped it backwards on a 64-bit number or something crazy. Because 32 decimal is OX20 in hex, which is 100000 in binary. So I don't know how you get 23 quadrillion on your credit card statement. When he said he bought space, I thought maybe we should, you know, contact Stephen Hawking or something.
Yeah. Hey, I will sell you some swampland on Mars.
I want the rebel plans.
Yeah.
They're building condos on Tatooine, and I know it.
Well, I brought the check, but my wife wanted me to check. You can really sell the space, right? You got a deed to
can
space.
Can you?
Right?
What?
Never mind. Stupid joke.
Okay. Maybe, yeah, well, he has a point. Maybe somebody isn't doing real good data scrubbing at the credit card thing, and the space got into, you know, where the number would normally go.
Oh, a space, hex space. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Instead of a numeric value, there was a
bad character. Oh, see, I thought we were talking about he bought space. That's how much it cost.
He said OX20 like 5 times, dude.
Ah, now it makes sense. Okay, all right, okay. Yeah. He had a space, not he bought space.
All right, real quick, I have a feedback that is not from, I'm not sure what you'd call this. It's not listener feedback, and it's not, he's not a listener. And
where'd you get it? Telepathy?
No, I got this like secondhand from his wife. All right, you know, before we go live, we always send out the message on Twitter and Facebook. Hey, Technorama Live, 10 Eastern, yeah. 9 Central, best thing you'll hear all week. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to remember, this goes to more than just the podcasting audience. This goes to people I know from work and people I know from karate and people I know from church and, you know, all over the place. Well, I get to karate Monday night, and here's Dawn, who says, we're doing our warm-up exercises, you know, mm-hmm. stretching hamstrings and whatnot. And she says, Chuck, Sal came running in. He yells from one room to the other in our house. He goes, honey, I found Chuck. And she's like, what?
What?
I didn't know he was missing. Apparently, he picked up the Facebook message and clicked on the link, found us on the webcam thing. So, Sal, if you're out there, good on you, mate. I want a t-shirt that says, honey, I found Chuck.
And we already got 3 Chuck-centric t-shirts.
3? What do we got?
Well, Chuck... Oh, I'm sorry. I don't. You got Chuck Con.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
I don't remember.
You said you were wearing it. I don't remember.
Well, right now I got Wisconsin Badgers on.
That's it.
What's I got? Anyway.
We don't need no stinking Badgers.
Badgers?
Badgers.
Okay. All right. We need our email music. There. Get the Technorama dancers.
Letters, oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Mailman, mailman, mail today. Reach right in and pull one out. Those letters, I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh boy,
mailman, mail today.
We have lots of letters, beginning with Yorga, who sends us a link to NBC15.com, which is a local station out of Madison, Wisconsin. And this was on the local news as well. Apparently, there's a sign near Green Bay that says, exit 107. I don't have the picture in front of me, but there's an exit, and it says, Business 41, you know, the familiar...
51.
US 41. Oh, 50, 15. 15, that's what it is.
No, 51. I'm looking at it
right now. It says 51?
Yes.
Okay, I'm thinking
business
of a different
51.
Okay, Business 51, and then it says Rothschild and Schofield. Okay, there's like 3 things wrong. It's those big green highway signs you see to give you directions to take the exit. All right?
Yeah.
Rothschild is spelled wrong. Schofield is spelled wrong. Business is spelled wrong. All on the same road sign. The only thing they got right was exit. I wouldn't be surprised if that 51 should be 15.
It probably is 15. Well, this was either made on a Monday or a Friday.
That is not doctored. This was on the local news. I can personally vouch. I have not driven up to Green Bay and seen this sign, but it's probably gone by now because this is a week or so old. But, yeah.
That's like that picture that has been floating around like on the Fail blog where it says the guy spray-painted school zone in front of the school, but school is spelled S-C-O-O-H-L.
S-C-O-O-H-L.
School.
School. Isn't that like Swedish for skull?
For dog.
All right, second message is from Claudio. We were talking about crazy links. I think it was last week.
Yeah, crazy links.
Yeah, crazy links. I got into a story about a cat that got run over. But he says, hey, Chuck, catching up on the last Technorama shows that I wasn't able to catch live, and you asked us to send in some crazy links during the feedback show. With that in mind, I thought I would send you some crazy links. And he points to avianaturals.com/toy.html/parts/crazylinks.html. You got that?
It's literally crazy links. You stick them together.
Yeah.
It's pieces of plastic or something.
Also, in an effort to bring some sort of tech to this idea, I started searching for something to do with Lynx browser, and even the Lynx browser spelled two different ways. But unfortunately, I was unsuccessful. However, I did find a particular browser called Crazy Browser, which might just make your links crazy if you don't go crazy first. Now, the Crazy Browser has their idea of tabbed interface, but it's more like when you take Excel documents and open up multiple ones, and you can open them tiled or vertical or horizontal or stacked. I don't know that would work for a web browser. Why would you want to see a quarter page of four different screens?
Actually, I always thought that was annoying when an app is like a window operating system kind of in itself. It's kind of weird.
Well, for Excel, you can do that. I think that makes sense. There are times when I want to see two different things at the same time.
Yes, it can. It's just that some apps that do this, it just doesn't work. It just looks too weird because there's too much going on there. You know, with Excel, you have columns and rows, and there's a grid and that kind of thing. It's easy to look at.
Very good. Hey, you going to teach a class? Maybe we should have an Excel podcast.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I'm not an Excel kind of guy.
I am.
Or spreadsheet at all. But let me tell you this. I was working on a report with one of our guys in accounting, and he's like, oh, here, let me try something. I was like, sure. And he's like, hits a few keys, and he's merged some columns, and I'm like, holy cow. I mean, he formatted three or four different things with just a few keystrokes. It's like, oh my gosh. I thought, that's the first time I've had that, wow, you're better than I am experience in a long time. Usually people are like, hey, you did that so fast. That's awesome. You're great, man.
Got to know the tools you're supposed to use every day. Now that I'm a manager, I love Excel.
Well, I don't like Access, but I use it.
Do you have access to the MasterLink or SkillPath training seminars? Do they send you those flyers like every week?
Not those. We got some other stuff we've used.
I got to tell you, I took a one-day course from them on Excel, and I thought, what could they possibly teach me? And they got into some pretty good stuff. I mean, literally, at 8 a.m., they started with, this is a row, this is a column, this is cell A1, click the down arrow.
You're like, oh my gosh, come on.
Yeah, no, but within the hour, they'd cover all the basics, because they want to make sure that everybody who goes there is you know, able, they don't assume anything and leave half the people in the dark who may never have touched it before. Mm-hmm. By the end of the day, pivot tables, lookups, it was pretty sophisticated stuff. And you're going, wow, there's a time saver. Oh my gosh, now I know how to look up references on formulas so that I can use them well. And it was pretty cool. So I don't often recommend training courses like that, but that was a good one day, powerful thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got one more link from. Who are we reading from? Claudio. Sorry. Scrolled off the screen. Yeah. He said, oh, and then there's this. And he points to a YouTube video.
Crazy links.
If you search for crazy links, This is not a good dance. I don't know, man.
Oh, no.
I had to put a comment on there, and I just said, yeah, I remember my first beer, too.
I see your comment right at the top there. Oh, that's just wrong.
So, and when Claudio signed off his message, he said 101, but he had numbers for ones, but he spelled out zero, Z-E-R-O. And at first I thought it was like Iserol. Thought he was,
is this like his,
came up with a
his,
new hey, a chat handle or something, Iserol.
Actually, I kind of like that.
Second, the next email is from Alexis regarding Comic-Con pics. He went to Comic-Con. He said, I was just posting up the last of my Comic-Con pictures, and they're about my favorite costumes, and I thought you might like seeing one in particular. Scroll down to see one of the best Jawas ever. Best Jawa ever.
Yeah. I was just waiting for my turn to say the same
comic
thing.
Comic book guy?
Yeah.
And, yeah, as soon as I pulled up the page, I went, hey, baby. And you scroll down, hey, baby. Keep scrolling, hey, baby. Kind of makes me want to go to Dragon Con early.
Ooh, yeah.
Sure, we're going to have a lot of them. And then, you get about the eighth picture down. There's the Jawa. But what was I looking for? You know, by that time, you get all distracted.
Moment lost.
You know, the Jawa's just kind of lost effect on that one.
Yeah. That's funny.
Next email's from Yorga. We had asked the question, when did you learn to solder? And his answer was real straightforward and simple. Well, never.
Never?
Never.
Man.
I'm not a solder. Maybe we ought to start the soldering podcast.
Okay, let's see. That's a race one geek point from...
Ooh! Now, don't be keeping score.
We're not keeping score?
We're going to have to set up an Excel spreadsheet for geek points. Under the soldering column.
In Google Docs.
Now that would be funny.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? We're actually tracking geek points.
Yeah.
Next email is from Chuck regarding Warehouse 13. Were we talking about Warehouse 13 recently?
I don't remember.
Have you seen Warehouse 13? On the Sci-Fi channel.
What is that? Oh, the Sci-Fi channel. No, I haven't.
You don't have Sci-Fi? Okay, you're going to have to wait for this to come out on Netflix. I thought it was
No, I have Sci-Fi channel. I'm just saying I haven't seen this.
Yeah,
I know
like
what it is.
Right after Eureka, if I recall, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And good show. Good show. You might like it. It's kind of a detective thing, but there's a steampunk element to it.
Steampunk? Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he includes pictures in here to Wired.com that have some of the gadgets they have. They've got this thing that a little larger than an Altoids mint canister.
Mm-hmm.
They open it up and it's kind of their communicator back to headquarters, but it's got that copper bronzish look and a circular, probably a 2-inch video screen on it. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool. And a lot of the other gadgets in there, including the computers and things, are all steampunked out, a lot like what we've shown pictures of on Technorama in the past. So
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting into that. And Leverage, I mentioned Leverage to you, didn't I, on TNT? I think Leverage. It is
right. I mean, I've seen commercials for it, but yeah, I haven't.
You might
it.
Like this. It finally dawned on me this week why I like Leverage.
Why is that?
It's a modern version of the A-Team.
Really?
It is.
Oh, no.
These guys, they're not part of the police force. They're not part of any agency like CIA or FBI. They go around nabbing bad guys at what they do. And
so B.A. Baracus is a rapper.
Instead of B.A. Baracus, you've got this guy who's like a mixed martial artist, and he kicks some serious booty. You've got two hot chicks, a brunette British girl and an American blonde. Mm-hmm. You've got the analogous to, it was George Pappard's character? I'm losing it.
To the general.
You've got the ringleader guy.
Oh, and you're talking about Hannibal.
Hannibal, yes, thank you.
Hannibal Lecter.
Not Hannibal Lecter. Jesus. Yeah, that would be a fun show, wouldn't it?
Hello, Clarice.
He'd take care of the bad guys.
Well, that's funny.
And then you've got the computer genius. So you've got the whole team rounded out, and it reminds me an awful lot of the A-Team.
Hmm.
It's just, updated.
Oh, by the way, Warehouse 13, I just looked. It's got 4 episodes up on Hulu.
Go check it out. I got to go catch up. I like Warehouse 13. I've seen one. I want to see more. I haven't caught this week's, so I've got at least 3 in the can to catch up on.
Well, there's episodes 1 through 4. I don't know how many episodes they've released. So
Hulu stays pretty current. I know with Bones, they're never more than a week behind.
So the show just started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good summer stuff to watch.
Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Also from Chuck. This is a different Chuck. I'm not writing my own email just to keep the listener feedback show going.
Chuck's talking to himself again. Back off, everybody.
It's okay to talk to yourself. It's okay to answer yourself. You're in trouble when you start saying, huh?
Was that Infocom used to say, talking to yourself is a sign of impending mental collapse?
Uh-oh. Yeah. He writes in about Deep Sea Detectives on Netflix. He says, back in Technorama version 1.0.
Yeah.
Would that make this 2.0? 1.1?
I think he's referring to a year.
1.0 Service Pack 2? What is this?
Hot fix.
Your Technorama is out of date. Please click the button to update. No, I'm not doing it. I just updated last week.
Yeah, ready to restart? Yes or no?
We have been known to cause blue screen of death.
Yeah.
Okay, back in Technorama version 1.0, you had a great interview with John Chatterton, and I wished I could have seen some of the Deep Sea Detective shows. Well, now I can. Now there are a number of them available for instant watch on Netflix. Thanks.
Instant watch, cool.
Yeah.
I shall have to check that out, too, because I don't think... I think after when you went to interview him, I didn't see any more. I don't think that series was over. Wasn't it? Was like a short series? It was just a short one.
About 3 seasons.
Was it 3?
Yeah. There's a lot of them out there.
Well, shows what I know.
3, maybe 4. Maybe 4.
I'll check it out then.
If you want a really interesting read, and this, I don't know if I should say this or not. Okay, I will.
Go ahead. Twist your arm.
Gary Gentile was a friend of John Chatterton's and used to hang around a lot of the same diving clubs. He came up with a book called Beyond Shadow Divers that kind of digs beneath the truth because he was there for a lot of these events and kind of said, that ain't really how it happened.
What?
Yeah. I'm about 3/4 of the way through the book right now. I'm having a hard time finishing because it comes across as a lot of, yep, this was wrong, and I'll tell you what really happened. Yep, this. I mean, it wasn't just around Deep Sea Detectives and Shadow Divers, the book.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of other things that he just kind of went, well, you know, guys, you didn't really discover everything on your own or solve every mystery on your own. There were other people that helped. And in fact,
well, sure, of course,
the answers were already there in front of you. You just kind of went down, made a dive, and said, "Hey, Eureka! We found it!" So it's an interesting read. If you want to see the other side of the coin, it really puts shadow divers and deep sea detectives in a whole new light.
Well, there's always another part of the story.
Oh yeah. All right, I think that wraps it up for our listener feedback. If you would like to get in touch with us, give us a call on the listener line, 206-222-2428. Put it in your speed dial. We'd love to hear from you. You can also email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. You can send us an audio file like Phil did from the UK. So I know that 206 number isn't free for everybody. There's also the Skype listener line when the netbook decides to cooperate. I know Sam, the Skype answering machine, likes to crap out sometimes. Oh,
not really.
My French. I know we have listeners of all ages.
Come on, crap's not a bad word.
it's something they play in Vegas. I just like walking
around.
Mike
Rowe was talking about dirty jobs, and that sometimes they bleeped out the word crap. After a while, they did. They started doing that.
Oh, forget it.
That's where he ended up coming up with the word poo.
Oh, yeah.
Just thought that was funny. You bleep out crap.
We'd love to hear from you and all the poo you have to tell us. Give us a review on iTunes Music Store, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, or one of the other major podcasting directories. Hey, newsflash, in case you haven't heard, we are going to Dragon Con 2009 over Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. We will be there. We have a live show Friday night at 10 p.m. Look for it in the publications that are coming up. We have a panel and all that good stuff. It's not going to be this format that you normally hear on the podcast. We do have a different way of spinning a live show, so it's a little more entertaining than just sitting here.
It'll be similar in some respects, and that's it. Only because me and Chuck are there.
Because we're wisecrackers. If you miss that, or you can't make it, or you're getting there late, whatever the case may be, we're also going to be part of the Comedy Forecast panel Sunday at 7 p.m. Again, consult your Dragon Con literature for more information, because I haven't seen anything yet other than what I'm being told. So, love to see you there. I don't know if we're going to have the facilities to do a live stream or anything, but it will be recorded on both occasions. Yeah.
And by the way, our description on the Dragon Con schedule, it says birth your inner geek.
What?
Wow, what a live show is this is going
to
be.
Did that get translated to Japanese and back or what?
I was like, birth? Hmm.
Someone
okay.
Send that through Babblefish backwards?
Somebody's planned the live show for us, Chuck. Hmm. So, yes, it won't be like our regular show. We're going to birth something.
Feed your inner geek. How does that feed get into birth?
It's like the subtitles we saw on like was it Star Wars?
Oh, the Star Wars
translated.
Yes.
Do not want. I know. I foresee you have become powerful like me or invisible like me. Instead of invincible.
All right, let's wrap up the voicemail show. We want to thank all the following people for donating their time and talent to Technorama. They keep things going when we don't have... No, when we're not available. Now I'm starting to sound like the captions you were just talking about. Thank you, Mad Marv. Thank you, Mad Marv, for providing all the great blog content. If you're not going over to the website, www.chuckchat.com, for all of that good stuff. Ustream, who keeps our modest live stream going. Wave to the people.
I'm waving.
I'm doing the wave. When only one person does it, it's a microwave.
Well, see, actually, I was doing it with you, Chuck.
Okay. Want to thank the chat room, freenode.net. There is a lively cast of characters behind the scenes going on here, having fun, messing with our minds, carrying on sort of their own little world that happens over there.
I don't know. We should, I did this once before. I should record it and let everybody talk. Virtually.
I think I was in Phoenix and I just jumped into the chat room while listening to you guys, and it was kind of fun. And I did that once from Malaysia as well. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all of the great podcasts over at Farpoint Media. Find out all that goodness at farpointmedia.net. Any closing words of wisdom, my friend?
Yeah, you know, technology is like a fish. The longer it stays on the shelf, the less desirable it becomes.
Oh, how true, how true.
Yeah.
That's all for this time. Until next time, we hope you tell a friend about Technorama and make them look funny. No, they'll look at you funny. Until next time, a binary high five.
ICANN has 101. I'm recording now. 1, 2, 3, go. Thank you. Good night.
I didn't do that. I don't know what happened. Can I do that?
That's the end of the. Good night, everybody. See you next week.
We told you we're not going long.
Yeah, it's over.
All right.